The closing ceremonies wrapped up for the Olympics the other day, and once again, there was imagery that was very suggestive of the story of Lucifer's fall, or the demonic realm, or paying homage to false idols. All things that the Bible completely warns against. So the highlight of this show, and we're going to have to do this video like this because the copyright stuff is crazy for these videos, but was this figure was the highlight of this show, and it was the Golden Voyager. As you can see, this golden figure falling down from the sky. We've seen this many times in the past. They like to do this at these shows, and you kind of wonder, why would they do this? Lady Gaga did it at the Super Bowl, coming down from the sky, kind of with lightning once again. Why do they do that? Well, it refers to the fall of Satan. Now, let's just look at something real quick. What is something that's demonic? Well, it's resembling the characteristic of demons or evil spirits. Something that is just referencing or kind of highlights something that's very similar to the demonic realm. Ephesians 6:12 tells us, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." So this is kind of the framework that you have to view something like this event and wonder, what are they trying to get across here? Because what exactly are we dealing with? And when we look also what Jesus said in Matthew 12:30, "He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters abroad." So again, you have to ask yourself, does it look like the person or the people putting on these shows are gathering with Jesus, are with Jesus, or are they scattering abroad on something that has nothing to do with him? I would choose the latter. So the highlight again of this show was this figure, this golden Voyager, which very much symbolizes like the fall of Satan, or like the Bible tells us Satan masquerades like an angel of light. Again, this is very dark type of imagery. This is something you would maybe imagine at a play that had a storyline with an evil figure. Once again, we see these hooded figures like this one riding on the white horse with the nations following after it in the opening ceremonies. Now, something to take note of about this golden figure: after it had come down, they did something. Again, this is what the news is saying about it. Who is the Golden Voyager at the Olympics closing ceremony? After that person or that scene took place, what they did was they played a hymn to Apollo, which we can know that these other gods are false gods. The Bible warns specifically against gods that are false gods. "You shall have no other gods before me. This is a serious command in the eyes of God." Exodus 23-5. "You shall not make for yourself a carved image," kind of like that thing, "any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water underneath you. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. For I am the Lord your God, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me." This is Old Testament. This was serious commands because the Israelites were breaking this constantly, with God following after these false gods, very similar to this. Now, again, what's interesting is after this whole thing of this figure falling from the sky, very similar to the story of Lucifer, they played this hymn to Apollo. What is a reference to Apollo in the Bible? Well, we actually have that in Revelation 9, after the fifth trumpet, the locust from the bottomless pit. And then what is verse 11? "And they had as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, but in Greek he has the name Apollyon." It even almost looks like this figure is dancing over this, what became one of the Olympic rings, but like a portal, kind of like the opening maybe to the bottomless pit. Now, some people may think that that's silly to try to make references to this stuff, but you got to think once again. Jesus said this, and it's the truth. Either you're gathering with him and you're for him, or you're scattering abroad and you're not. And we're battling with things that are not just flesh and blood in this world. Now, I want to point out, Jesus did say in Luke 10 in the reference why we see people coming down from the sky at all of these events. Because, well, Luke 10:18-20, "And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. But for those who follow Jesus, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Satan is referred to as falling from heaven like lightning. Once again, why we see these figures fall like this. Why many of these events, we see them coming from the sky. Why many celebrities decide to go out and get lightning bolt tattoos. What else is it? They just like rain and thunderstorms? Or is it because they're referencing something? They're signed to force some sort of allegiance to the fallen realm. Now, this is also something that somebody pointed out in reference to this whole closing ceremony thing. We'll read this here. Well, I just watched some of the photos of the closing ceremony of the Paris Olympics, and I'm happy that I boycotted this. Allegedly, this is how it started. It's no surprise, the 33 Olympics, which has sometimes occult meetings tied to Freemasonry, the Golden Voyager descending from the sky like Lucifer's fall from heaven, with a leg bent and postured like the Hanged Man, who is an occult figure representing the ultimate surrender. You can see it here. Same exact kind of logo that you would see on this tarot card, which is witchcraft. It's the occult. It's warned that we're not supposed to follow these things. When we look at some of these images, I don't think it plays it here in this video, but at a point of this figure was kind of raised up. All these people kind of gathered around him, lifted him up, worshipped him, followed after him. This is very similar to what the Bible says will happen with the dragon, the false prophet, and the Antichrist in the last days. Here we can see it here. This person lifted up, bowed down, worshipped too. And you just kind of, again, have to ask, is this just some form of display, or what's the people's motives? Are they gathering with Jesus, or are they scattering abroad? Here's the portal that they were kind of dancing around. Very similar to the bottomless pit opening up, referenced very clearly in the book of Revelation. Again, just kind of weird that this is the things that they're promoting at these sporting events. You would think that these events would be focused on the nations uniting together, people joining together, playing sports, but that's not what we see. We also saw this, an angelic figure, reference to another fallen god, the false god of Nike, just like the similar reference to wings that we saw in the opening ceremony. Just a lot of references to false gods, to false ways, to not the truth of Jesus Christ. And you just got to ask, what's the point of this at a sporting event? Once again, really makes no sense. Unless you understand that there's forces at work, and many of these people probably don't even know, that they're just ushering in, getting the world, look how many people are sitting here, getting used to the fact that one day people will be following after a fallen angel, following after the dragon. They'll be forced to lift him up on high like this, trying to lift him up. And if you don't get the mark of his name on your hand or your head, you will be beheaded and you can't buy or sell. That's the truth of the world that's coming. That's what the Bible says. And so we know it's true. And maybe this is some form of Satan at work in the world, getting the world ready to this type of spiritual type of thing. This seems more spiritual than art, in my personal opinion. Now, not everything in relation to what's going on in the world is ever evil, is ever all bad. There's also good in the world. A lot of athletes promoting Jesus, saying that without Jesus, they have nothing. You know, great, great scenes of athletes talking about the truth of Jesus Christ in this event. And that will continue on until the last days, really. You can never shut up the church. You can never shut up people who follow Jesus Christ. Posted a full video on that on my channel here if you'd like to see that as well. And that's really what we have to keep our main focus on. While it's important to look at what Satan is doing in the world and be wise as serpents and harmless as doves, what really matters at the end of the day, are you loving like Jesus? Are you doing the things that God commands us to do and not living for the ways of the world, but living for the ways and the truth of Jesus Christ? So I hope and pray you'll do that. I hope and pray you're well. Thanks for watching, and God bless.